Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who comes and shows us the poise that God has for us, so that we might go out into a world and find that poise ourselves. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, have you ever been to the beach? Few of you. You live in Florida, so if you haven't, you should go now. St. George, just down the road. It's enough of a spiritual exercise that I'll even give you a pass right after the sermon. Just go to the beach, okay? And think about this concept of poise. And for the rest of you that have been to the beach, you don't get a pass. You have to stay. But think back to what it's like to be at the beach. Because I think that's the best way for us to understand really what it means to have poise. Because poise is this sort of sense that it's a balance between being relaxed and being tense. And you learn that when you're at the beach. In fact, I was at the beach just a few weeks ago with my nephews and nieces, and they still hadn't quite figured out this sense of poise. And I remember being there when I was a kid, because I grew up by a beach as well. And so when they walked into the water, they would walk into the water and they would have one of two strategies. The first strategy is to go into the water and be completely relaxed. And when the wave comes, you just let that wave hit you and you're completely relaxed. And then what happens? You get tumbled all the way back over to the sand, and that hurts, and it's not very much fun because you're too relaxed. But then what happens when you go back and you're completely rigid and stiff? Well, that wave hits you, and again, you tumble and it brings you back in probably a not very nice way. You get water up your nose and it's salt water, so it really hurts and it's not very much fun. But when you figure out poise, you start to figure out how much fun the waves can be. Because when you figure out poise, you begin to figure out that if you're somewhere in between, if you're relaxed enough that you can kind of roll with the wave, but you're tense enough that you can kind of ride the wave, you actually get to this point where you can ride the wave in, and it's a lot of fun. Well, that's kind of the sense that we're getting at with all of this poise stuff over the next 3 weeks. We're going to be talking about poise over and over and over again. And that's why this series has a wave as its image, is to remind you of that sense of poise, that kind of middle position in between being tense and being relaxed. And I think that sense of poise is really difficult for us to come at in our lives, both in our spiritual lives, but also just in general, in terms of our lives in academics or our lives with work or our lives with whatever. I think we like to kind of pick and choose between one or the other, and we approach life either as like super chill, relaxed guy or as super tense. And maybe we vacillate between those two. And we find this kind of dual life where we're super tense all of the time until we can't be anymore, and then we collapse. And we finally get some of the rest that we need. Well, if you live your life with poise, you live your life with a balance of those two things. And it's actually a better way to live your life. It's a better way to go about your work as a student. It's a better way to go about your work as just a human being. It's a better way to go about life, is to have this sense of poise, where you're relaxed enough to take the waves, but you're able to apply enough tension that you're able to maybe ride them a little bit and see how far you can go. And that sense of poise begins to play into this section of Matthew's Gospel. And in this section of Matthew's Gospel that we're starting off today, you have this scene where Jesus turns to his disciples and he asks them a question. And he asks them a very specific question that I think a lot of times maybe we get wrong. And he asks them a question, who do people say that the Son of Man is? Now, a lot of times I think that we think that Jesus is calling himself the Son of Man, and he is in a way. But actually what he's asking his disciples is a little bit different than who do people say that I am, because he asked that later on. Instead, he says, who do people say that the Son of Man is? Now, the Son of Man is this concept that they would have had during Jesus' time of this person who would come in and who would usher in a messianic age, an age when the Messiah would come. And so he says, well, who do people say that the Son of Man is? When he's asking that, he's not saying, who do people say that I am? He's saying, who do people say this precursor is? And so, when he says that, the disciples respond, well, in a pretty chill and relaxed way, actually, if you think about it. Well, some people say it was John the Baptist. Other people say it was Elijah. Other people, Jeremiah, one of the prophets. Whoever it was, they're all dead. Oh. And that doesn't really seem to bother the disciples at all. Because these are people that are supposed to be the precursors of this messianic age. And they're kind of relaxed about it. They're relaxed about it in the same way that when I ask you, well, when is Jesus coming back? I don't know. And we don't know. But there's a little bit of urgency behind that answer that a lot of times we don't apply to that answer. We say, I don't know, because we assume that it's going to be 2,000 years from now or 200 years from now. Whichever way, we're going to be dead. But there's an urgency behind that answer. When is Jesus going to come? I don't know. It could be in a couple of hours. We might not even get to freshman convocation. There's an urgency there. But yet so often we just approach this thing in a way that's, well, maybe a little bit too relaxed. In a way that's maybe just a little bit too like, well, I don't know, I'd like to think about that someday. Without the real sense that this is important. When is Jesus coming back? He could be coming back today. Now, I need to talk to that person that I know who doesn't know who Jesus is, or I need to go and I need to right myself in some way. I need to confess my sin to someone. I need to do something. I need to figure this out, because it could be today. I don't know. Of course, then we can fall off on the other side of that particular horse, can't we? And we can begin to get a little bit too tense about Christianity, can't we? And we can approach a world that is looking for poise in a way that is very just stressful. I get the sense that that's what it was like hanging out with Peter. That dude, if you hung around with him for long enough, you would be exhausted. Because Peter always seems like he's on, right? Even when he's off, he wants to be on. And we're talking about Peter, the guy that when he sees Jesus walking across a lake on the water, he is so on that he's like, Jesus, I want to come out there too. And Jesus is like, okay, Peter. And when Peter walks out on the water, what happens? He gets super tense. And he starts to sink. And so often I think that when we approach Christianity in this super tense way, that it tends to be a bad thing. in the same way that being too relaxed is a bad thing, if you approach this Christianity thing in a way that is so tense that you're not able to roll with the wave at all, then you're just going to sink, or you're just going to get toppled. And so when you approach the world as a Christian, it's important to have this sense of poise. And Jesus models what that sense of poise is to us. He models it in that he says, I am the Son of the living God. If nothing makes you tense, that should. Right? Jesus is the Son of the living God. The living God who is so far above us that he could just wipe us off the face of the planet right now. I'm the Son of the living God. And yet he ties himself to us and to the Father in a way that seems kind of so relaxed and so passive. Have you ever read the Gospels and kind of wondered sometimes when Jesus is talking to the Father if Jesus doesn't have a will of his own? Because it always seems like he's saying, Father, this is your will. I'm here to do your will. I'm totally relaxed. Let's do it. I'm chill. Even when he's at the Garden of Gethsemane and he's saying, I really don't want to do this, but if there's no other way, let's do this together. And I think that's the kind of poise that we can have as Christians when we approach the world, is to say, Lord God, I don't know. I don't think that I would do this on my own, but you're calling me to do whatever this is. To forgive my neighbor, or to do something where I will be able to confess you as Lord. That sense of relaxation is important. But so is the sense of tension. And I think so often, even though as a culture, Christians, well, we get kind of stereotyped as being the super tense people. I think realistically we've responded to that and we've become, well, maybe a little bit too passive at times. And maybe there's a sense of tension that we need to claim once again for ourselves, so that we can really start to ride this wave of what it means to be a Christian. And it's a balance, of course, and some of you are going to be much more prone to being super tense. And some of you are going to be much more prone to just being so relaxed that, well, you're kind of a blob. And neither one of those things are good. Because Jesus wasn't either one of those things. Jesus was hip and loose enough that he could go and party with the tax collectors and the sinners. He was also rigid enough that he could withstand all of the things that he needed to withstand, all of the things that people were saying about him, all of the things that he knew that he had to do. And that's what it means for him to be the Son of man and the Son of the living God. That there's that poise there. There's that balance there. And it's something that we're looking for, because we as broken human beings, well, it's sort of like if you've ever seen one of those meters that on either side has red. That we have this tendency to go on either side and go into the red. But Jesus is always there to forgive us, to renew us, to bring us back to that poised position. To bring us back to a point where he can say, here are the keys of the kingdom. And isn't it interesting that the keys of the kingdom come with a sense of poise? The keys to the kingdom are whatever you bind in heaven, or whatever you bind on earth, rather, is bound in heaven. But also, whatever you loose here on earth is loosed. And so what we get to do this semester, what we get to do this year, what we get to do this lifetime is to approach the world with a sense of poise that is not our own, but is continually being renewed in us by God's forgiveness, by God's Holy Spirit. To go and bind and to loose. To renew and to ride the wave.